This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Wednesday. We'll talk to the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Opening day is tomorrow. All 30 teams will be in action starting the season. Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Comes out every day, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Recaps everything that happened on the program. Also, we'll give you a heads up on the new batch of moonshine that is coming out next week. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And the best golf in the world is played here. The PGA Tour goes to the Lone Star State, the Valero Texas Open, next Saturday at 3:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Poll question for the final hour of the program, then we'll bring in the commissioner. Seton?
Do you want to go what we were proposing there, good idea, bad idea, and make a poll question out of those?
Sure.
Terrible idea, good idea. I just don't know how to do the review one in as few characters.
Oh, okay.
How do we parse down the wording of?
Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves while I talk to the commissioner of Major League Baseball?
We'll talk offline.
Because the commissioner is, everything is on the clock with the commissioner. So there's a... there's an answer clock there for him, and we'll see if he goes past 20 seconds. Rob Manfred, baseball commissioner, joins us. Good to talk to you again, commissioner. How are you?
I'm good, Dan. How are you? And if you really want me to answer in 20 seconds, I'll do my best. But, you know, I have a way of going on a little bit.
Help me understand the pitch clock and why it's now being enforced when we've had the pitch clock. Why wasn't it enforced?
It was a question of getting an agreement with the Players Association to actually enforce the clock. We had it out there kind of as a guideline to try to move people along. But obviously this year, enforcing it with the ball strike penalty puts it in a whole different light.
Give me the feedback that you've gotten, pro and con, on the pitch clock and the hitter's clock.
Okay. First of all, fans... overwhelmingly supportive of the change. There was a Seton Hall poll, independent poll that was done Recently, 80% of fans thought that the new rules were an improvement in the game. That didn't really surprise us, Dan, because the rules from the very beginning were based on fan research about what they wanted to see in the game: better pace, more action, more athleticism of our players. In terms of player reaction, I've met with Tony Clark. I've actually met in small groups with players from six teams. Somewhat surprising to me, the player reaction to it has been, on the whole, positive. The core of having the clock, players seem to be supportive of it. The issues that players raised, I consider them to be, you know, around the periphery, certain kinds of plays. You know, a pitcher has to cover first base. He needs a little extra time to get back to the mound. The bullpen in Colorado is a long way away, and we need a little more time to get in from the bullpen. We have made adjustments in response to some of those issues that the players have raised, and we'll continue to seek player input as the season goes on.
Why larger bases that look like pizza boxes?
This is kind of an interesting – I don't really think they look like pizza boxes, but, you know, they are a little –
Commissioner, different. Sponsorship.
Yeah. Well, there is that.
Come on.
We did once do a little sponsor.
Oh, I know that.
Bases. It didn't go that well.
Was that Spider-Man didn't go well, but – I think baseball just strikes a deal with, you know, Pizza Hut, and there you go.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
Okay, all right, fine.
But the original thought on the bases was wholly safety related. Two different issues. One, you know, plays around first base when a pitcher's covering, you got different players converging. We thought more room was a good idea. Also, the profile of the base, right? The old bases were so high, the potential for misstep around them was pretty high. Interestingly, when we went to the bases, I think the only one who actually predicted this was Theo Epstein. Even the small change in the size has actually made the running game more appealing. There's more attempts, and the success rate has gone up. So, you know, when you change something, you may get effects that you didn't foresee, but hats off to Theo. He actually thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, and I love it. This has been my knock for, you know, a long, long time, that, you know, the nuance of baseball was being lost. It was, I'm going to throw it really hard, and you're going to swing really hard, and that's Major League Baseball. And you're trying to tell a new generation that's not the way the game used to be played. It was hit and run. There were bunts. There were stolen bases. And
I think one of the reasons that the reaction, both fan and player, has been positive to the changes. And, you know, this is an institution that, you know, change is not our long suit in terms of accepting it. I think that people have come to understand that the game had evolved over a period of time, and that we have tried to position these rules, and I think accurately, as an attempt to restore the best form of the game on the field.
What are you doing with the old bases? Could I get one of them for the man cave here?
I'll tell you what, we'll send you one.
All right.
How about that?
I like that.
You want it signed or unsigned?
I want it signed, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I want it signed.
We'll get you one.
What are we going to do with the neighborhood play? Now that the bases are bigger, you know, should we get rid of the neighborhood call here?
There's been a lot of conversation surrounding the neighborhood call. I think that one of the things that's important when you have replay is we have never asked the officials to ignore something they see on replay. It comes up mostly with plays around second. So they used to ignore the guy coming off the base, right? When you see it on replay, if he comes off the base, they call it. I think the neighborhood play is the same sort of issue. You got to touch the base. And I think once you start down that slope of telling people we're going to have replay, but some of it we're going to ignore, that's a dangerous place to live.
What do you think of allowing us to listen in on replay?
You mean the actual conversation in the room?
Yeah.
Well, we do have a little better transparency on the room this year. It does not include live audio. I think that it's important to give the replay officials an opportunity to have a free exchange of views before they make the call. I don't see us going that far. We are going to have more insight into what it looks like when replay's going on this year.
You could charge. You could charge, like, you know, NASCAR lets you listen in on the pit crews, like your favorite driver. What if you – I'm trying to make you money here, Commissioner.
Yeah, I appreciate the suggestion. There's just some places where I know some doubt this to be true, but there's some places where making a little extra money just not worth it in terms of the risk to the game, and I think that's one of them.
How much of this is going to be your legacy?
I think the rule changes. I'll be honest with you, Dan. I'm bad at legacy questions because I don't think about it very much. I don't know why, but I don't. I do think the rule changes based on the reaction that they've generated will be an important part of it.
Yeah, and I know you're being humble, but I'm looking at this where we bring in rule changes or, you know, somebody does something and there's this seismic shift 30 years from now. We'll be talking about, you know, the game and where the game is. I mean, it's really important because I thought baseball was at a crossroads. I mean, I thought you guys were really lagging far behind. And the little changes, I thought, I watched more spring training baseball this year than I have in a long, long, long time.
And yeah, it does my heart good.
Yeah, but these were all positives. Now, I'm not big on the shift. I think a Major League Baseball player should be able to put the ball in play the other way. But what made you say, let's get rid of the shift?
I saw the shift, a couple of things. I think the shift had a disproportionate impact on certain kinds of players, number one. Number two, I think it resulted in balls that historically fans were used to be seeing as base hits being outs, and that's not good for the game. Number three, you know, I got a great group of former players that work with us here, Raul Abana, CC Sabathia, and, you know, I take a lot of guidance from them on these issues. And, you know, what they were saying to me is, you know, it's harder to hit that ball the other way, particularly on the ground, which is what you're looking to do, than mm-hmm. people realize, even for a major league player. Last, I thought it was low risk in the sense that from a fan's perspective, the reaction is going to be, oh, I'm looking at the field and it looks like the field I looked at when I started watching the game in 1976. You know, I mean, the game would look the same. So there's not a lot of risk associated with that one.
Talking to the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, all 30 teams will be in action to start the season tomorrow. Help me understand, you as commissioner, when you see a spring training highlight, social media sends it out, the Phillies game, where the catcher is reaching back for the ball and then thinks the umpire is going to throw it to the mound, and then all of a sudden the catcher gets run. When do you get involved, or do you get involved in a play a moment that went viral?
Yeah, a play like that always attracts attention here in the commissioner's office. The attention that it attracts is a lot faster than it used to be because it, you know, shows up on your phone. You don't have to wait for somebody to, you know, say, you know, gee, Rob, this happened. We try to pay attention to them. And
okay, do you place a call?
No, I do. Ordinarily, okay. I mean, it would have to be a really big problem.
Okay.
Ordinarily, I would not. I mean, I have great Mike Hill, the former general manager of the Marlins, is an SVP of baseball operations here. He deals with the umpires on a day-to-day basis. You know, Mike usually will check with me about what he's going to do, but he does a great job managing that group.
Okay, but how does that happen? Like, what was done in that situation?
Look, I think that the problem with explaining what happened in that situation is that there was communication prior to the play that played a role, and we don't know exactly what that communication was. And, you know, maybe a little overreaction by, you know, a young umpire. And, you know, again, a learning experience for everyone involved.
Help me understand this, that we allow umpires to have their own strike zone.
Well,
it feels, you know, that way, Commissioner. That we'd go, Eric Gregg, you know, he's really friendly here and give you the wide strike. Or, you know, when Maddox is on the mound, you're going to get those calls here. But
yeah, why? I think that we are. I certainly was around during that era, and I can say unequivocally that starting back when Sandy Alderson was here in the commissioner's office and I first came in, we have made great strides in terms of promoting the consistency of the strike zone that's called by umpires. Our young guys are, you know, outstanding on this because they've grown up in a system where they get reviewed, you know, on a daily basis, literally get every missed call with a video clip showing them the missed call after the game that they must log in and watch. And it has promoted consistency. You know, it's way better than it was. The question is, you know, what's the next step, right? I mean, do you go further in terms of the use of technology? Because we do have the technology that literally calls the rule book definition of the strike zone perfectly.
I talked to a minor league umpire, and he said after a while, the players, they're fine with it because they want it called correctly. And I just see that you can have umpires, but when it comes to balls and strikes, it's almost like tennis. Is it in? Is it not? And there's, what do you think?
I think this. I think like everything else, there is some misperception as to exactly what the system is. You know, I get emails from fans regularly saying, you know, why do you want to have a robot umpire? Well, we're not going to have a robot umpire. We're going to have an earpiece in an umpire's ear that tells him what the right
call is. Although a robot umpire would be pretty cool if you want to get the younger audience, Commissioner.
Yeah, well, there is that, but that's not how the system works. Number one. Number two, I think that again, in the unintended consequence category, there is concern that a certain type of catcher who kind of makes his living framing pitches, that you're de-emphasizing that part of the game. That's an issue we need to think about. And then the last piece, you know, right now, if you look at the data, the umpires call kind of an oval strike zone.
Yeah,
they don't call, you know, inside, outside, on the corners. And that can have an effect on offense in the game that we need to really understand.
See, I think it's coming. I think it's just a matter of time that we'll have this. And I think, once again, you add the video component to this, Commissioner. And we love bells and whistles. We love that stuff. Yeah. Although I am worried that we have the hitter's clock and the pitcher's clock, and then we have everything else on the screen. Are you worried it gets too cluttered during the broadcast?
We've worked extensively with the broadcasters. We've kind of reached an understanding that the clock will be embedded in the scoreboard bug that's already on the screen, because we don't want that clutter of the pitch clock obstructing the view. And we're going to be very careful about the game presentation of these changes.
What's the coolest thing in your office?
The coolest thing in my office is actually around the corner. I did a speech at a small college in New Jersey, and there happened to be an artist who specialized in baseball players who was an alum, and he did me a portrait of Mickey Mantle, who was my favorite player growing up, and it's a pretty neat thing.
Did you meet Mickey?
No, my first game was in that I saw live. I was 10. I saw it live in Yankee Stadium in August of 1968. They lost to the Twins 3-2, but Mantle hit a solo shot from each side. I only know now, thanks to Mr. Courtney, that it's the last time Mickey Mantle ever hit two home runs in a game. So my first game was a pretty good one.
Does Ohtani feel like Mickey Mantle? Or Babe? I mean, is he in your eyes?
I'll tell you. Maybe the right word is presence. There is a presence about Shohei Ohtani that is really out of the ordinary. You know, he's bigger than people realize in real life, and has a real presence about him. He carries himself with a kind of grace that you don't always see in athletes. We're lucky. He's a special one.
Why do I have to wait a few more years now for the WBC?
You know, look, it's a question of how often we can go to the well with the clubs and convince them that they ought to let their best players go while they're trying to get them ready for the season.
God, it was great. You got sentiment on your side, and I do think that sense of pride that we lost to Japan, and, you know, it's like when we lost the America's Cup. We didn't even know what the America's Cup was until we lost it. I'm like, damn it, we won it back from Australia. you're growing the game.
I agree with that. And I hope, I think that the tournament was a rousing success from our perspective. You know, the fact that we had games on the, you know, Big Fox, where you had 4.5 million people in America watching it. We had games worldwide where 65 million people watched. It's the most that's ever watched a baseball game, any kind of game.
Yeah.
Those are big wins for us. I think, you know, Tony Regans, who put the U.S. team together, did a phenomenal job. And, you know, hats off to Mike Trout. Mike committed early. He served as the captain. He recruited other players. We did great with the position players. And I hope the next time around we can build on that and make sure we have our very best pitchers. And maybe the gold medal will be the U.S.'s the next time.
All right. I'll wait to get the base signed by you, and we'll put it up in the man cave.
All right.
Listen, have fun tomorrow. All right. Thank you. That's Commissioner Rob Manfred. We'll take a break. We're up against a commercial break back after this. Sleep number and performance. You can hear it in my voice. I got energy every single morning, because every great day starts the night before. So why wouldn't you invest in a great bed? And I'm very lucky. Sleep Number 360, i10 Smart Bed. Right now, lowest prices of the year ever. You can save $1,200 on this bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? So you can be at your best every single day. Ask about Sleep IQ technology. Ask about, how do I get my sleep number? What's involved in that? 8 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. Also, the Climate 360 Smart Bed actively cools and warms on each side, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. They thought of everything here. And Seton's wife snores all the time. Sleep Number has a solution.
Last night?
Yeah, just for them. That's in the copy, by the way. It says, wow. Seton's wife snores all the time. Right now, sleepnumber.com/Patrick or a Sleep Number store, subject to credit approval. See sleepnumber.com for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more. MBUSA.com. Got some phone calls here. How about Bob in Youngstown? Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Nice to be back on with you from my last call where I had a T-shirt idea that didn't go so well for you.
That's okay.
But I'd like to make up for it. I'd like to not be voted least valuable caller of the year if I can avoid it. Okay. Earlier in the show, you were discussing the number zero now being permitted on football uniforms, and I wanted to bring up something that Todd has on his desk. If you look, he has a stuffed animal or a pillow of some kind. It's a Denver Broncos something with a number zero on it.
Yeah.
Now, seeing as last week Seton brought up that he's, you know, been a lot more negative lately, and he noted that the number zero has a negative connotation, I wonder if there was any some sort of subliminal messaging going on there from the Toddster.
No, I don't think so. I think that that's somebody sent that in.
It's been there for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize while I was bad-mouthing zero that right under my chin, basically, is this Broncos zero jersey.
Yeah, yeah. I do have a correction. I think it was yesterday, day before, where we were talking about Caitlin Clark and women's basketball game. And we were talking about that the women's game is the quarters are, you know, what, 4 minutes shorter, and it turns out they have 40 minutes in length. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
I have a correction to your correction.
Okay.
I gave you that piece of information. I was watching high school basketball recently,
yeah,
and I got confused that it was 8 minute quarters versus 10. So that's on me.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah. Me.
When we win, we all win. When I lose, we all lose.
Well, yeah. Or Paul does, but yeah. I'm not going to take that L, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not on your docket.
Yeah. I mean,
I was trying to fall on the sword because I'm the one that said it.
But that makes me feel worse that you get the blame for something you did not do wrong. I did wrong.
Oh, you know, Tyler goes, there's somebody who he's really upset that you don't know women's college basketball. And I go, why? He goes, they play 40 minutes. And I go, okay. All right.
I'm more embarrassed than you because that's all I watch this year with my daughters. I go to grade school games, high school games. I watched 20 women's college basketball games this year.
Yes, Todd?
I'll also add, since we're just all opening up here and taking responsibility for things, when I first heard that, it didn't sound right to me, but I neglected to do anything about it, and I just assumed that that was right instead of checking what I thought might not be accurate about the 8 versus 10-minute quarters.
Your moment to correct Paulie. And you didn't take advantage of it.
I did not.
That.
I'm like, well, he watches, like he said, he watches so much that he's got to know that. I guess I'm wrong.
He did say it with such conviction.
He really
like,
did. He always
hey,
does.
Imagine if Caitlin Clark played, you know, her games were as long as the men, what she would average.
He says everything with such conviction. I believe everything.
And I go, oh, okay. And then I brought that up, and then all of a sudden, you know, some people responded, I thought you watched college basketball. I do. Like, you know, E-me.
If we're going to list the things I've said wrong on air on this show, we're going to be here a while.
Yeah. But we acknowledge. I mean, I'm with you. You're with me every day. And you make mistakes, you admit to them, we move on. It's when you don't, and you're like, no, I never said that. Yes, Marv.
But isn't that on brand to kind of leave somebody else hanging?
Oh, like, here?
Fritzy could have corrected him. Mm. He's like, you know what?
I love it. They play 4 10-minute quarters. Why would they play a different number of minutes in the men's game? They just split it up. I guess Paulie must know what he's talking.
Time to play the net worth game.
This is a fun one, Dan.
Okay.
I don't know if we have music.
We
for
have
this.
All kinds of games today. Do we have any music?
Okay. It's from the people who brought you the career salary game.
Salary. Net worth game. Net worth game. Salary. Okay. Net worth game.
Workshopping?
Yeah, okay. What's the net worth game?
All right. These two men are in the always in the headlines and a lot for their business acumen and different things. Who has a higher net worth, estimated net worth, Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan? And before you answer, this is estimated by Forbes and other people. It's what they actually have in money and what their total investments, the liquid value of this. So it fluctuates. Now, Michael Jordan has not sold his interest in the basketball team yet.
And he's not interested in buying the Commanders either.
No. So Michael has a lot of money on the way, but he does not have that NBA sales money yet.
I'm going to say Magic Johnson has a higher net worth than Mike Jordan. Yes, Eden.
I think Paul's deliberately trying to throw you off. I think it's not even close, Michael Jordan.
Okay. All right. Marv?
I'm going to go MJ. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay. Magic Johnson, MJ.
See what I did, huh? Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was great. What? Yes, Tom.
I'm going to say Jordan, too, but by not as much of a margin all as right. we may think.
All right, Paulie.
Irvin Magic Johnson has had a lot of major investments. Starbucks, I think he owned over 100 Starbucks at one time.
And he's also interested in buying the Commanders.
Yes.
Part of the group.
And he could do it. He owns 24-Hour Fitnesses, TGI Fridays, AMC Theaters. He sold a chunk of dough. I think he had 4% of the Lakers at one point. I think he sold it. Yep. He sold a bunch of Starbucks. Right. Estimated net worth of Magic Johnson is $700
million.
$700 million.
Yeah, and then that's not in Mike's territory.
Michael Jordan, oh boy.
Perhaps you've heard of him.
He made less than $100 million on the court. His estimated net worth is over $1.8
billion. Okay.
From corporate partners with Nike, Hanes, and Gatorade. Mm. His value is now actually going way up because he may sell the value of his basketball team. Mm. He also, his income is guaranteed. It doesn't fluctuate. His Nike income actually goes up every year. 3 years ago, it was $90 million. This year, it's like $115. Mm. So, Michael Jordan, you're looking at $2 million, and 6 months from now, it could be $5
billion. But is he happy?
Mm. His boat is happy.
He's got everything, but does he have everything?
Very valid question.
Thank you, Todd.
Still puts his pants on the same way we
do. Yeah, he does.
He keeps adding partners. Like, he partnered with DraftKings 3 years ago at the right time.
Yeah.
Michael is raking.
Yeah. All right. But is he happy?
That's the net worth game, Dan.
You all think right. he reminds Magic all the time of how much richer he is than...
I don't know if he's that petty.
Really?
Yeah. I like how, you know, we talk about today's athlete and they're way too sensitive. And here's Charles Barkley talking about Kevin Durant is so sensitive. He's got a feud going on with Michael Jordan that Charles was doing his job and saying that Mike has not done a good job as owner of the Hornets. And Michael has not talked to him in years. I mean, that is somebody who is way too sensitive. So for as tough as Mike is, when he's criticizing and jabbing everybody, he can't take it. I mean, his friendship with Barkley's over because of that. Because Charles came on this show and said, hey, you know, Mike hadn't done a good job. Mike has a lot of yes men around him. And that's what Charles said. Yes, Eden.
But don't you think that, like, Michael will be out with Magic and he'll be like, yeah, that's right, I got one more than you. Be like, oh, what, rings? No, billion. Like, okay, Michael.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah, but for all Charles Barkley, you know, Charles says that Kevin Durant's sensitive, or, you know, all these guys nowadays. Okay. Does he say that about Michael Jordan? Jordan's overly sensitive. For a guy has, I mean, have a sense of humor. Or, you know, have the wherewithal to understand, no, I haven't done well. You're going to end a friendship? Because what Charles said was true. Maybe you just don't want your friend or former friend to say what is true and nobody else will tell you. Yeah, Paul.
I think the Barkley-Jordan rift makes Jordan look really bad. And usually people like wink at Michael Jordan's negatives. It's like, oh, he's a competitor. That's just Michael being Michael. But Barkley, where, you know, when you ask him about it, I've seen him do a dozen interviews, and he tells basically the story because he answers everything. Yeah. And he doesn't harp on it, but he answers what's asked. Michael comes off really bad with this one.
He
because
does.
Barkley is the most easygoing man of the people in America. And Michael can't stand him?
Yeah, I mean...
Come on. I mean, Barkley is pretty easygoing.
For all of the bleep talking that Mike does, you can't do it back to him. Even when you can. And because most of the time, Mike would just... I was there at the Jim Valvano Golf Tournament, Cary, North Carolina. And it's a group of us. Digger Phelps was there. And it was Barkley, Quinn Buckner, Jordan... Lou Holtz might have been there. It was like seven people. We just got finished playing golf, and we're having beers, and we're just talking. Next thing I know, Jordan, it just snaps. And, you know, because, you know, Barkley's given Michael some grief, and we're laughing. And it changed. All of a sudden, Mike's like, how many titles you got? I went, oh, boy. Charles like, oh, you know, I don't got any, you know. And yeah. And then Mike just laid into him. It changed that quickly. And I went, oh, boy. Yeah, Marv.
Was this a freeze-out in 1985 at the All-Star game? Was that real? Because Mike really seemed to take that personal with Isaiah Thomas.
Yes.
So they really tried to freeze Mike out?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm on Mike's side on that one. Like, you know what, Zeke? Bleep you. That thing is never going to
stop.
Well,
that's not going to – that'll never be mended. Never. Michael never, ever let that – he'd never go like, Isaiah, hey, you know what? Time's past this. Look at what happened with the Celtics with Ray Allen. That Ray decided to leave the Celtics and go to the Heat, and then they didn't want anything to do with him, didn't want to talk to him. It was over, friendship. Kobe dies. Shaq says what he says about Kobe, that, you know what, I wasn't in contact with him. KG then – I think reaches out to Ray and says, look, I don't want that to happen with us. I don't think that's going to change with Mike and Isaiah. And maybe not with Michael and Charles. Yeah, Paul.
Unlike Barkley, I think Isaiah enjoys the feud with Michael Jordan and dines out on it a bit because Isaiah is also prickly and has that smile where, like, I know.
Oh, that smile. Know,
and I'm an Isaiah Thomas fan on and off the court. And I like his terse style sometimes. And I think, you know, Isaiah's the last guy to beat Michael head-to-head. The last guy to, you know, rent him, own him, whatever you want to say, for a while on the court back in the NBA in the late 80s. And I think Isaiah likes that he's in his head a little bit. I know scoreboard Michael can go all day, but Isaiah, when you...
But it feels like, you know, Isaiah plays the victim here. Like, you know, he said those things about me, and he said that I was this. And like, if you... had the approach like Bill Laimbeer didn't care what you thought of him. Like Isaiah, I think, cares what Mike thinks. I would just embrace it and just say, hey, Mike, live your life. I'll live my life. We're both Hall of Famers. And last time we played, I won. Or something like that. But I embrace it. The bad boys always embrace this stuff. Always. They never apologized. Yeah, Marv.
Isaiah Thomas yesterday said he wanted a public apology from Michael Jordan. You got on national TV and you called me an a-hole. And then you said you hated me.
Yeah.
Now, if you didn't mean it, get on national TV.
He did mean it.
And apologize for it. I was like, you think Mike was lying? Mike wasn't lying about hating you.
Yeah. Isaiah, were you lying about freezing out Mike?
Like, why were they freezing?
Because you have to understand at the time, Jordan was a big deal, and he was threatening, you know, Bird and Magic, Isaiah. Isaiah's a Chicago guy, played in Detroit, the bad boys. Mike was a highlight reel. Hey, he got the shoes. Like, everything was kind of coming together that they could see the new sheriff was in town, and they didn't like it. And, you know, Isaiah largely responsible for freezing Mike out at the All-Star game. Yeah, Marv.
this thing is just so, these guys are 60 plus, and it's like, so?
I you know what? As somebody who has a hard time letting go of a good grudge, feud, I get it. I respect it. But I wouldn't be asking for an apology. I mean, I would demand, I would force you to give me an apology. Like, hey, just admit. Like, you screwed up, right? Okay, now we're good. Yeah, Paul.
But it's almost like one of those two-sided grudges where both sides have an issue. It's like, Dan, let's say someone wronged you in 1994, and they came up and saw you at a party, and they completely apologized. You'd be like, you know what? Okay, finally. But it's almost like there's both sides of this. One took, you know, Michael Jordan clearly kept Isaiah Thomas deservedly, and he was a deserved member of the Dream Team.
I did this for 10 years with ESPN. I wanted them to admit what they did when I left. And it took 10 years. And it's over. But, man, I held on to it. Held on to it every day. And my wife kept saying, they got power over you. Let it go. I'm like, nope. They're going to admit. And then all of a sudden, I sit down with people and they go, we're sorry. I said, that's it. Anybody got a grudge they want to talk about? Anything? Free your mind. The rest will follow. Seton? Got a grudge?
I don't know. I feel like I probably used to, but I've let all of those go.
Okay.
There's something about, like, I think the process of becoming a father that just made everything else seem much less important now.
Marv, you got a grudge?
There was this guy I used to work with at the mothership, and if I could punch him in the face right now,
oh.
I'd probably happily do it.
All right.
Okay. Let's play guess at executive.
Okay.
Okay.
No, it's not an executive.
Not an executive. I got no beef.
I think you brought this up before.
Oh, yeah. I hate this kid.
Okay.
Something bad happened to him.
And you're not
too long ago?
You're not giving initials.
Mm-mm. I was like, good. And my wife was like, really? I was like, yes, really.
Dang.
Wow. Bleep this guy.
Okay.
What happened, Marv? Tell the story.
Nah.
How about a story without the name? How about we take a break?
Oh, that's teaseworthy.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Well, we learn what's in store tomorrow. Last call for phone calls. We were talking about grudges. We were talking about Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan with Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah yesterday saying, you know, if he feels bad, he should apologize after what he said on national TV. That ain't happening. That ain't happening. And then Marv said that he had a grudge back when he worked at the mothership, that if he sees this guy, that he would have no problem punching this guy. Yes, Paul?
Throwing little hands, if
you
know what I mean.
Whoa. Okay. Yes, Seton?
Social media has said that does that employee feel the punch if Marvin swings at him with those hands? Not missing a beat.
Okay, do you want to give us the backstory on this? No names. How much do you want to reveal about this grudge that continues to this day?
It wasn't anybody else making over six figures. Shout out to all my former managers. They all show love. Scotty Shapiro put me on the board, so thank you, Scotty. Sorry. But anywho, there was this kid that was just on the same level as I was, and he was such, I mean, this kid, because it wasn't even like it happened to me per se, but it would be something like, all right, somebody's late for a board shift. Instead of texting.
So running the board.
Yeah, running the board, like I do now.
Yeah.
So say if somebody's late or somebody's supposed to be the assistant producer, instead of texting them, hey, you know, you could be running late for whatever reason. Hey, you know, where are you? He would like call the manager like, oh, so-and-so's not here
yet.
Oh,
he was a narc.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I know you want to curse. No swearing, but.
Sorry.
Okay. But this guy was a narc.
Oh, big time.
Okay.
And
is he still there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Narrows it down.
Okay.
No.
Searching. I mean, maybe.
No, he's not there. He's not there anymore.
Okay. Will we cross paths with him at any point?
We better not.
Have we?
No. Mm-mm. Nah.
Is this one of those, there's a scene in the movie Diner where this guy has a grudge and he's held onto it for years. He sees this guy at a movie theater, walks up and just knocks him out, and then walks away. And I think basically says he had that coming. And then that was it.
You know what? But I probably wouldn't. You know, my mother brought this up. She's like, Marvin, you're not Marvin Prince. You're Marvin Prince of the Dan Patrick Show now. So she goes, you can't bleep somebody up like you want to. Her words exactly. You can't bleep somebody up like you want to. Right. I was like,
you're protecting my brand. I like that's brand management is what that is. Yes, yeah, see.
That's interesting. Marvin's had this conversation with his mother in the last year about I'm gonna go mess this dude up. It's like, no, you can't. Mm. This is a real grudge. This is currently active.
And you left ESPN a little while ago.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah. Maybe I should let it go.
Yeah.
I should let it go?
Yes.
You think it'd be easy with your hands to let anything go.
Wow.
Just fall right out. Sorry. It always comes back to it. You know what's funny? I'm going to be that guy in 10 years and Marvin wants to punch in the face.
Hey, and he won't wait 10.
He should get in line. Yeah. He'll have to get in line, too.
Yeah. Grab a ticket.
Yeah.
Now servicing number 47.
47 here. Who wants to punch Paulie? Okay.
Love to see it.
This day in sports history.
1987, Hulk Hogan, Dan, 11 minutes, 43 seconds to pin Andre the Giant, 93,000 at WrestleMania 3 in Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan. 1988, women's Tennessee team, 39-0 to win the national title. That was the record at the time. In 1999, Wayne Gretzky of the Rangers scored his 1,072nd point goal, I should say, WHA and NHL combined, passing Gordie Howe at 1,071.
All right, on this date, in 1982, Michael Jordan's jump shot gave North Carolina the win over Georgetown. Most outstanding player in the Final Four that year was... Yes, Paulie?
Big Game James?
James Worthy. Yes. James Worthy. Colts move out of Baltimore in the middle of the night on this day.
Soft.
1984.
Pretty sneaky.
Yes. Thank you, Todd. Shannon in Indiana. Hey, Shannon, what's on your mind today?
What's going on, DP? Good morning, fellas. Danette. Just got a question for you. If all this talk about now, they want to trade Lamar. So if you have to trade Lamar, doesn't he have to sign a franchise tag first before you can trade him?
Yes. Yes. But he can hold out, and I wonder if – has he played his last game for the Ravens? And it feels like that. Let's go around the room what we learned on this award-dominated program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Ben Simmons is on his way to making over $200 million, and he's a bust.
Seton O'Connor.
The new bases don't look like pizza boxes, yeah, Dan.
According to the commissioner. Marv.
I'm still mad.
No, you got to let it go.
I'm going to let it go. Okay. That's what I learned.
Yeah, just let it go.
Good for you. It's healthier.
Just let it go. Paulie?
Can't wait to see Marv throw his little hands around a little bit.
All right. Todd, what did I learn today?
Bronny James is a mid-sized guard, a good player who might be compared to former Dukies Chris Duhon or Jay Williams.
I just learned that Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Trips, restaurants, doubled. How about that? See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. A lot of fun. Thank you. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. Once again, sign up for the newsletter. You'll get all the heads up when it comes to the tailgate moonshine for next week. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.